Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, December 3rd. Those of you who are following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QMap.pub, QAnon News, QAnon.news /Q. There are other websites as well. If you have a mobile device you'd like to get updates from Q, QMap, Q Alerts, and Q Drops are still available in the Android store. My theme for this broadcast is Trip Code Confirmed. Posts in this broadcast, by the way, are not on the Q Research Board except for, I think, one post. Might be the rest of them are on the new board that Q set up, which is called Project DCOMS. Actually, let me go there. I'll show you this. This is the board. Project DCOMS, and we have this post. Let me make it a little bit smaller so it's easier to see. This is a header that an Anon posted. Here's the Anon right here. Not posted under a trip code, and it is a section of 18 U.S. Code 2385. I'm just going to read it for you. Advocating the overthrow of the government. Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches a duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof, or the government of any political subdivision therein by force or violence or by the assassination of any officer of any government or whoever with intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any government prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed matter, advocating, advising, or teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying any government in the United States by force or violence or attempts to do so, or whoever organizes or helps or attempts to organize any society, group, or assembly of persons who teach, advocate, or encourage the overthrow or destruction of any such government by force or violence, or becomes or is a member of or affiliates with any such society, group, or assembly of persons, knowing the purposes thereof, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agency thereof for the 5 years next following his conviction, if two or more persons conspire to commit any offense named in this section, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment in the United States or any department or agency thereof for the 5 years next following his conviction. All right, so that is the new header on Q's new board, DCOMS, and a little screen cap of 18 U.S. Code. Chapter 115, Section 2385. This is relevant. Let me go back to my thread here. This is relevant because this is the criminal code that a lot of people are going to be charged under for their part in Spygate. The media were just as complicit in Spygate as government employees in the FBI, Department of Justice, the White House, and the State Department. And members of the media are not going to escape prosecution. Now, a lot of people laugh at me and they think I'm some kind of a nut because I think members of the media are going to be prosecuted. Well, you can think what you want, but I have it on, I would say divine authority and on Q's authority that these people are going to be prosecuted. I've been having some very interesting dreams lately, not able to share all of them, but there's some very interesting things coming down the road. So, paragraph 2 of this section actually talks about the responsibility of the press in advocating the overthrow of the government. Whoever prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, distributes written and printed matter, right? So that's how the press would get convicted under this, which is the subheading for treason, sedition, and subversive activities. All right, that's a general category. And all right, so like I said, I wanted to just point out that post was posted by an anonymous entity who was not signed in under a trip code. And that's relevant because this is a trip code update. All right. Whenever Q needs to update his trip code, he always warns us in advance. In August of 2018, after the CIA, ABC, CIA, had actually taken control of Q's trip code compromised. Number 131 was his last post. That was this one. Q said, trip update coming. And then Q posted, new trip confirmed. Patriots Fight was safe. This is on Patriots Fight board. So Q always warns us in advance trip code updates are coming. That's a way to for us to know that his identity is secure and it's not somebody else. Q warned us last week on the 24th that a trip code update was coming and that the update would involve images that would help us verify his identity, right? So we got future trip in parentheses C, re-verify, notebook, pen, watch, desk, anon interaction coming soon. CodeMonkey suggested at the time Q could update his trip code on Patriots Fight, but like I said, Patriots Fight was not migrated from 8chan. Q deleted all of its posts. So CodeMonkey set up a new board called Project DCOMS, which replaces Patriots Fight as Q's read-only private board. All right. So this morning, after posting that header, which is 18 US code, Q posted this under a new trip code. And we have /trip_config/Q. All right, so the timestamp on this post, and this is Arizona time, is 10:55:59. All right, less than a minute later, President Trump tweeted this, 10:56. Republican Party has never been so united. This impeachment scam is just a continuation of the three-year witch hunt, but it is only beginning of bringing us even closer together. This is a very interesting phenomenon that the Republican Party is coming together and rallying behind the president, finally. I think it's a good thing. But here's the point of that post. Q then posted a link to the president's tweet, trip iden delta brackets minus one Q. So Q is letting us know this is a trip code identification purposes, and there is a 1 minute delta between the president's tweet and his previous post. So let's kind of look into this. If you go to TrumpTwitterArchive.com, you can look at the president's tweets and get the exact time of the tweets to the second. The exact time of Trump's tweet was 12:56:48. That is Eastern time zone. I live in Arizona, 2 hours behind the East Coast. So the adjusted local time was 10:56:48. Okay, so we're comparing apples to apples when it comes to timestamps. Q then had a screenshot of the tweet and his post. And you can see in, this is Pacific time, 9:55:59. And Trump's tweet was at 9:56. Actually, yeah, it's 53-second difference. So that's the delta. It's a 53-second difference between these two. So that is, for those of you who don't know about deltas, Q often posts within 1 minute of the president's tweet, but he posts before the president. Now, if you're not sure why that's relevant, try, the president on average probably tweets 12 or 13 tweets a day. Try just one time to tweet 1 minute before the president tweets. Try posting anything on social media. Do it about five times a day, which is what Q averages. Q averages about 5 or 6 posts a day over the 2 years that he's been posting. Try posting five times a day and try one time to post just a minute before the president tweets. It's very hard to do. And Q has done that more than 20 times. It shows what I believe is a synchronicity of their posts. All right, moving along. So this is another post from this morning. We have a familiar set of items. We have a folder, a pen, and a watch. And we have seen these before in other posts. The folder usually contains an executive order. We've seen the pen before, and we've seen this chronograph, this watch before. So, Q posted forward slash trip underscore reconfirmed 2/ relay underscore 1 through 99. Q. I do not know what 1 through 99 means yet. This is a blown up image of the watch, and some people have noticed that, oh, the hands are bluish and the numbers are bluish, and they're not bluish in the other pictures of the watch. Well, that is a lighting factor. If you look at the same watch in different lighting, sometimes the hands will look darker, almost brownish or black. I believe this is the same watch that we've seen in the past. The date is the second. Like I said, time is about 1:29, best I can tell. All right, so let's go back here. And all right, so regarding this post, what this is about. Again, when you take screen caps of timestamps, they're shown in your local time. So when I take screen caps off of the 8chan board or screen caps of the president's tweets, they're always displayed in your local time, in my local time. Whenever Q posts something with a screen cap of times, you always have to adjust the times. So this post was posted on 8chan, or sorry, 8kun, on Q's board DCOMS at 1:31:36. Okay, the time on the watch is 1:29. Okay, so this post was posted 2 minutes after the picture was taken, if the watch is correct. Time is 1:29 on the watch on the second, and the timestamp is 1:31 Eastern time on the second. So there's a 2 minute interval between when this picture was taken and when it was posted. And again, these are images that we know that have been confirmed. Now people are wondering about the reflections in the watch, and was it taken in the Oval Office? I don't know. That's not really the point. We don't know where the photo was taken. The point of it is, we now have new images of previously known items that confirm Q's new trip code. Okay. Let's see. Then we have this post. So I actually mentioned this in my last video. Q reposted this. It's an old post from December 9th of 2017. And it's just the word justice, right? That's it. Just the word justice. And it was posted December 9, 2017. I thought, well, that'd be interesting because December 9th is the day that the Inspector General report on FISA abuse is due to come out. And if it does come out on the 9th, that is going to be a very interesting 2 year delta. All right. Our friend Methods posted part of a 60 Minutes show on YouTube censorship. YouTube's CEO Susan Wojcicki took a swing at what she deemed conspiracies and in particular Q-related videos. Let's see. I don't know if I can get the audio on that very well, but you can see. This is at the very end of the show. There's Joe M's Plan to Save the World video. And they're showing all these Q-related videos on YouTube, right? So that's the whole point of that. Q posted a link to Methods' tweet and also posted a link to a Bing search about QAnon. And then we have this graphic, which has Sergey Brin, Susan Wojcicki, and her sister Anne. Anne is the co-founder of 23andMe DNA database. Susan is the CEO of YouTube, and Sergey Brin is a co-founder and president of Google Alphabet. Well, Anne and Sergey are married, and Anne and Susan are sisters. This is something that Q brought to our attention a long time ago, last year. Information warfare. When you control information in a tightly grouped setting, you can control a lot of information. Censorship, information, data mining, etc. Right, so coincidence that all those people are related? Q also asked, why are the largest media companies in the world attacking this so-called conspiracy? People awake is their greatest fear, information warfare. This is a link to the Bing search for Q, just a lot of negative articles about Q on there. All right, we got this from Lisa May. She posted, this is from the board owner on Q Research. Trip code whitelist has been re-enabled. Only Q can post with a trip code at current. Sorry I wasn't faster on the trigger pull. Spent most of the morning trying to remove a wheel bearing from my vehicle. There were a lot of people on the research board posting with fake Q trip codes yesterday, so the board owner took care of that little problem. So this post was posted on Q Research. Q wrote, "Be ready, Anons, public awakening is coming, Q." So this is a photograph of Big Ben. There's a bridge here with lights. The file name is interesting. File name is Lisa MI6. I think this has something to do with Lisa Page's trip to London in December of 2015 when she went there with Peter Strzok and other members of the FBI to coordinate their dealings with Spygate. I think Q is using this as a little bit of leverage against Page. Now, just for those of you who are not maybe up to what's going on with all these pictures. Back in February 16th of 2018, Q posted this photo of a street in London with a number of cars and people walking, and wrote, "UK, stay alert, Q." Interestingly, on this photo, on this post, the image name was NSA Traffic Cam or Traf Cam London. We did find out through research that there is a traffic camera over the roadway here near the Corinthina Hotel. You can see when the camera points in one direction, you get this view. When it points in the other direction, you get this view. Q posted other photos from that same camera, different angles, and wrote, "Note the time, note the vehicles on the road, compare against the February 16th post, 6 in brackets, surveillance, value targets, UK, US, US, UK." This is one of our first indications that they had actually had the people under surveillance who were involved in the US-UK intelligence sharing against the Trump campaign. So in July, I posted, I'd been doing a little bit of, looking into this image, and I zoomed in and I noticed this group of people here near the bottom of the image. Looks like there's five or six people, and I suspected these might be the targets that Q was referring to. I made that observation because if you zoom in really close, you see this image here, these two people, and this woman here with kind of long black straight hair, long waist-length jacket, looked very much like an image of Lisa Page with the same jacket on. So I posted these images, and Q reposted the image and said, "When does a bird sing?" Now, this was July 27th of last year. Q then posted the other image showing Lisa Page and wrote, "Keep your promise, this is not a game, Q." Then wrote, "Public awareness forces hands." So Q used our public awareness of these images showing Lisa Page in London as a way to leverage her into keeping her promise, whatever promise that she made. Now, recently, Page did an interview where she has claimed to be a victim of this whole thing with Trump and Spygate, but they are not, in fact, victims. So this is a zoomed-in image of that post. You can see Big Ben in the background here. There's a bridge and some lights along a walkway. I'm not sure what the relevance of this photo is yet. All right. Q then dropped this post last night. Anons, why would we provide the date of the FISA release? Logical thinking. Ammunition is finite. So now I'm not sure if the IG report on FISA abuse is going to be released on the 9th. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But you have to remember something. Last year in November, information was put out that suggested U.S. Attorney Huber was going to testify before Congress about the Clinton Foundation. There were a bunch of whistleblowers who were scheduled to testify before Congress on December 5th, and Huber was supposed to be alleged to be one of those people. So information went out, and sure enough, on December 5th, the congressional hearing was canceled, and we had a state funeral for George H.W. Bush instead. Now, the Anons were saying, hey, POTUS and FLOTUS are not participating in this evil. They didn't want to be associated with these politicians. Q wrote, one man who gave up everything, risking his life, himself, and family to fight for and defend we the people. Bait expends ammunition. Evil has no place here. So Q has several times let us know that he will sometimes put out disinformation as bait to get the deep state to expend ammunition. Ammunition is hard to come by. So Q is suggesting that the publicly available the date of the IG report coming out on the 9th could be bait. It could be trying to get the deep state to make a move, and we may not actually see the report dropped on the 9th. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. Maybe it'll be released earlier. Maybe it'll be released later. We do have this post from Q back, forget when this was posted, but Q gave us an order of operations. First, we're going to have the Mueller report. Then we're going to have declass of documents by Barr. Then the Inspector General report, which would lead to the truth being made public, and then we'd have justice. We haven't had declass yet. So I've been kind of expecting declassification to happen before the report. However, the problem with the report being delayed is that Horowitz is scheduled to testify before Senate Judiciary on December 11th. That's with Lindsey Graham. And I would not expect him to testify if his report has not been made public. So I don't know exactly what the date is going to be for the release of the IG report. Q is definitely putting out some suggestions that maybe it will and maybe it won't be on the 9th. Just putting the information out there. We'll find out when it's going to be released. Okay, this morning, Q posted this message with a few links in it and asked why politicians push agendas like climate change. Are politicians actually the selfless servants that they portray themselves to be, or are they secretly working, looking out for their own best interest? So we have a link to an article where Nancy Pelosi is currently in Spain. She's at a UN climate summit, and she said the U.S. is still in the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, Q wrote, who audits where the money actually goes? What percent is typically categorized as costs? There's another link to a document. Show that in a minute. How to steal taxpayer money, the con. Determine the topics that have emotional pull, connect on vocal types, create media blitz to scare people, a campaign with talking points, and have an alarmist attitude. Use pro-narrative-minded authorities on the subject to provide foundation to support. Right, so you have all these scientists, so-called scientists, who push this issue. There's supposed to be recognized authorities, and we can't question them. Deploy circular reporting and groupthink tactics, echo chamber, to artificially raise public outcry. Right, so the media puts all this information out. You have a echo chamber, and you force people to have a public outcry against this. Use the public outcry to justify taxpayer money being spent, billions of dollars on this, rinse and repeat. Q then writes, who audits where the money goes? What percent to original mandate? Salary of U.S. Senator, salary of U.S. Congressman or Congresswoman, salary of the U.S. President and Vice President. What are their net worth pre-office? What is their net worth post-office? How do elected officials become mega multimillionaires? Corruption, logical thinking. If you look at the net worth of the Obamas and Joe Biden and people like that, they weren't worth much when they went into office. They were worth millions, tens of millions coming out. One of the links that Q posted goes to a document, and interesting, it says that developed nations like the U.S. and France and Germany have objected to guidelines in the Paris Agreement that would create rules that would create transparency for funding on climate finance, and developed nations are objecting to these rules. So if there are rules and guidelines that are designed to create transparency regarding funding, and this whole thing is on the level, why would developed nations have a problem with that? Well, it might be because they don't want transparency because the money isn't going where they say it's going. All right, for those of you who are interested, Dr. Shiva did a whiteboard explanation of the Paris Climate Accord and where the money goes. It's a very good video. It's about 9 minutes long, I think. You can look this up on YouTube, just exposing the bogus Paris Accords with Dr. Shiva. Moving along, I did find this article helpful. After she announced that Germany was going to miss its 2020 goal for carbon emission reductions, people accused Angela Merkel of being a climate change hypocrite. They said she's a lot of bark and no bite. A lot of nations are not able to reach their goals because it is practically impossible to reduce carbon emissions. And there are probably some good reasons why it's not necessary to. So here's a tweet from Hillary Clinton. UN Secretary General said this week that the point of no return for the climate crisis is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us. So politicians like to use fear to get us to buy into their narrative, and then we have to spend a lot of money trying to allay whatever supposed disaster is coming toward us. Breaking news, just wanted to put this out. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the co-founders of Google, have announced they're going to step down from their respective roles as CEO and president of Google's parent company, Alphabet. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, is going to replace Page as CEO of Alphabet. Our next post from Q was from the night of December 3rd. Got a picture of Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi in front of a burning landscape in California, which is a little reminder from Q that the fires in California were preventable, but he has suggested that corrupt politicians use him to extort money from the federal government. It is an issue that the president tweeted about here November 2018. There was no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly fires in California, except that forest management is so poor. Billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forest. Remedy now or no more federal payments. Q had previously, this is in November of 2018, posted President's tweet, "Do you believe in coincidences? How many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? Expand your thinking." Then Q lists a number of things here to look into. How many fires were in California in the past 12 months? How many fires in the past 10 years? The date that the federal funding was cut off from California as a result of violations of sanctuary city laws. California budget cuts past 12 months regarding fire prevention. Then reduce and eliminate dry brush cleanup, tree line cleanup, fire break installations, chopper flyovers to target high exposure areas. These are all things that would have reduced exposure to risk of fire. Q then wrote, "What is the primary purpose of declaring a state of emergency?" Well, that would be to get money from the federal government. What determines the size of federal payment to a state that has declared a state emergency? What is the current debt of California? The more you know. So Q has suggested here that California politicians are allowing these fires to happen because they want money from the federal government to offset their reckless spending. This is a tweet from Nancy Pelosi where this original image was taken with Newsom. All right, let's see. Last night, Q posted this, an oldie but a goodie. It is a meme that was tweeted by the Trump Train Twitter account, and the president actually retweeted the meme. "Now that the Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials begin for treason?" And you have pictures of Eric Holder, Obama, John Podesta, Robert Mueller, Rosenstein, Hillary, Human Abedin, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Loretta Lynch, right? So there's also a YouTube link here. And Q is hinting that the arrests are coming. All right. That meme, by the way, when the president tweeted it, the media went crazy over it. There was all kinds of articles. Scandal about Trump retweeting such a meme. Q posted a link to a YouTube video. It is a short clip from the film Law Abiding Citizen. I'm actually going to include that in the video here.
"I'm going to pull the whole thing down. I'm going to bring the whole fucking diseased, corrupt temple down on your head. It's got to be biblical."
And Q has been making reference to "it's going to be biblical." So now we have a little inside information about what Q meant by that. Going back to June of 2018, Q's first mention of the word biblical was in reference to the London pics that he had previously posted. This is all tied together. So Q wrote London pics previous year determined. We believe it was December of 2015 when Strzok, Page, McCabe, Brennan, and other people were in London. Find the markers, street surrounding updates, UK, SIS, which is British Intelligence, White House, CIA, FBI, DOJ, joint treason. You have a choice, SIS, good agents. The time is now. Contact window is good. So Q is giving British agents who were involved in this, who didn't want to go down, an opportunity to cooperate with investigators. The reference in the video to bringing the temple down, and it's going to be biblical, points us to the Bible, Judges chapter 16, and the story of Samson, who was finally captured by his enemies with the help of the deceptive Delilah. So I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to the Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, "Our God has delivered a Samson into our hands." While they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Please put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple so I may lean against them." Prior to this, Samson had his eyes gouged out before they put him in prison. Now the temple was crowded with men and women, and all the rulers of the Philistines were there. And on the roof there were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than when he lived. And this Judges chapter 16, verses 23 through 30. That gets us all caught up to Q's posts. If you have enjoyed this video, you might want to subscribe to my channel, and thank you for sharing it on social media. I would ask you to keep Denise and I in prayer, keep Q and the team in prayer, keep the president in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.